USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The White House is condemning the Arizona State Supreme Court in its decision this week to uphold a near-total abortion ban in that state dating back to the 1860s. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
We believe that women's lives are at stake across the country, and we're just not going to stop speaking out.
The decision in Arizona was made in a case involving a law from 1864, from when Arizona was still a U.S. territory, banning all abortions except for those that risk the health of the mother. Newly elected Democratic Governor of Arizona, Katie Hobbs, is asking her state legislature to repeal the old law.
The near-total Civil War-era ban that continues to hang over our heads only serves to create more chaos for women and doctors in our state.
In a landmark court decision, the parents of Michigan school shooter Ethan Crumbley are each being sentenced to between 10 and 15 years in prison for their roles in their son's crime. In separate trials, James and Jennifer Crumbley were each convicted of involuntary manslaughter for ignoring their teenage son Ethan's mental health problems and for the gun he used to kill four classmates being unsecured. It is the first time in the U.S. that the parents of a child mass shooter have been held responsible by the justice system. Officials with Norfolk Southern Railroad have reached a $600 million settlement with residents affected by the February 2023 toxic train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. The settlement resolves all class action claims involving people within a 20-mile radius of the derailment. It must now be approved by a court of law. The widely acclaimed Dune Part 2, set to arrive on streaming platforms soon, it'll be up for digital rental and purchase starting April 16th. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how do we not throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
House Republicans are delaying plans of sending articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas over to the U.S. Senate. GOP lawmakers in that chamber say they want to wait until next week to receive two articles against Mayorkas.
Till Monday, to at least give us a full week. We'll see if Senator Schumer honors the extra time.
Republicans in the Senate are hoping to build support to block an expected motion from Democrats there to dismiss a trial. Special Counsel Jack Smith has filed written arguments with the U.S. Supreme Court this week, urging justices to reject former President Trump's immunity claims. In a brief filed this week, Smith also pressed the high court to deny Trump's effort to delay his federal election interference case based on that claim. A decision on the matter is expected by July. President Biden unveiling his administration's initiative to enhance the affordability of child care and senior care. USA's John Schaefer.
Speaking in Washington, D.C. Tuesday, Biden emphasized that the current cost of care is excessively high, while compensation for care workers remains inadequate.
Care workers and caregivers are critical to our families and to the entire economy. That's why, as a candidate, as president, I was determined to turn things around.
The president's latest budget proposal encompasses measures such as expanding paid family leave and extending the child care tax credit.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.